We are in Simin Shin Chaf, we're up to Siv Zayin, and we'll be doing Zayin and Ches. Siv Zayin. Lischot Kvashim, Piris Perish, Amini Yerokis, Amunachim, Bechomuts of Melakadesh Lo Yirkavu. To squeeze out something pickled, you want to get rid of the excess pickled juice inside it. Ushlokis, or something boiled, you want to get rid of the excess water inside it. So Im Lagufam, if it's for the sake of the food, Shein Sarech Lamayim, you don't need the water. You're only doing it in order to eat them. Even if they're being gathered in a keli, the halacha is that it is mutter. The reason being that you're not breaking something down into its components, you're just getting rid of excess water. The water that comes out of it is going to be insignificant since you have no intentions of using it. What if you actually want the pickle juice? Mutter lischot l'tokadera sheyesh ba'ochel. It would only be mutter if you're pouring it into a pot that has food in it. So we said, you're breaking it down into solid and solid, since the liquid is going to be serving the solid in the pot. That's like slicing it. Avalimein ba'ochel osser. Whereas if there is no food in there, it's osser. Now why is it osser? Why is this not like squeezing out fruits that people don't generally squeeze, which is mutter l'chadchila? The teretz is that a fruit that has juice in it that no one normally drinks, that juice is non-existent. It does not have any chshivas on its own. Not so when you pickled something, you used actual water or vinegar. You can't tell me that that's not a liquid. So therefore, it's usher to squeeze it out, unless it's going into food. Or Rabbeinu Chananel, now the Mechaber is bringing Rabbeinu Chananel, who argues with the whole principle. Kol shutz l'tzorech l'meimeim chayev chatas afilu sochat l'kderu sheyesh ba'ochel. According to Rabbeinu Chananel, the fact that you're pouring it into food doesn't turn it into an ochel. Says the Ramah now, l'dvorov ha-sochet eshko l'kderu nami also. According to Rabbeinu Chananel, if you squeeze out grapes into a pot, meaning a pot of food, that would still be yasser. So on this nami, the Mishnah Berurah points out that it's not a nami, it's certainly yasser. Because Zeisim Vanovim are, of course, more chomer. And this is the halacha. The halacha is that Zeisim Vanovim, there's no heter of squeezing out, which means even if you pickled your olives, you should not be squeezing them because they're omit for squeezing. All other fruits, the halacha is if you just want to get rid of the excess liquid, you could. Whereas if you're doing it because you want the liquid, it would only be mutter into a tafshil, into a solid, but it would not be mutter into liquid or into an empty pot. Sivches. If you pickled fish and then you want to get rid of the excess juice of the pickling of it, say a herring that got a little too wet and you want to dry it out, so squeezing that is like squeezing a kvashim ushlokos, where if you're doing it for the sake of the meimeihem, whereas you're collecting the juice that it was pickled in, you want the herring juice, that's going to be yasser. But if you're not doing it for the sake of the herring juice, then it's mutter. And the Mishnah Berurah says that's only where you pickle the herring in vinegar or water. Whereas, let's say you just salted a fish, and whatever liquid that is coming out of it is only its own liquid. Since it's not normal to squeeze fish, its liquid has no chashivas, and the halach would be it would be mutter to squeeze the fish in Shabbos.